Elsewhere on the show, we heard about problems in Miami Beach, where an influx of college students on spring break has led to arrests, emergency curfews, and fears that the crowds will spark a new wave of COVID-19. But in New York City, which endured the first big wave of fatalities a year ago, many undergraduates are staying put. Fred Mogul has been talking to these students, and they have plenty to say about classmates who snagged vaccines and whether that was fair.
Shalay Ogundayan was sitting on the library steps at Columbia University, dreaming about spring break.
I'm going to get like a house with like 10 people maybe and have a good time with like a pool. I'd be going crazy in Miami with like a huge house, like right below downtown Miami.
But it's all just a fantasy. He and his friends have no plans.
I'm just staying here, which is nervous about, you know, COVID and just staying in our apartment.
There have been rumors of students getting vaccinated in order to party and go on spring break, but it's impossible to know how often that's happening. Some undergrads have gotten the shot, thanks to jobs in labs or healthcare settings that make them eligible, or because of health concerns, like Shira Mikhaeli, a first-year student from the Bronx.
I put in my weight, I put in my height, and it said I was obese.
And that troubled Mikhaeli. She feels her body weight is fine and doesn't make her unhealthy. On the other hand, though, she has had some breathing problems ever since a bad case of COVID last year, and she plans to be a camp counselor this coming summer.
I think for a while I was really insecure about it. And then I think I thought about, like, listen, most of my life that's been bad for me because, you know, clothing hasn't been my size or people haven't been whatever. But this, for once in my life, it'll benefit me instead of hurting me.
So she decided to get the vaccine. When we spoke, she was scheduled to get her first shot the next day.
I mean, I'm excited to get vaccinated, but I don't think it's going to give me any freedom other people won't have. I think it's just going to be I'll be a little bit less anxious, but I don't think it's going to change any of my behaviors.
Nearby on the steps, Aliza Abish Magder looks up from her laptop and from a paper she's writing about the novel Mrs. Dalloway. She says her roommate used a medical loophole to get a vaccine.
She's very excited to be going to parties and, how do I say this, making up for lost time in quarantine.
And she went to Vermont to go skiing with friends. Abish Magder didn't elaborate on her roommate's qualifying condition, except to say it wasn't on the up and up.
She is calling upon something in her medical history that doesn't actually affect her day-to-day to get the vaccine.
Did that kind of bug you a little?
Oh, for sure. I just don't think it's ethical.
Downtown at New York University, they're not even getting a spring break this year. Just a long weekend. But the undergraduates still have a lot of opinions about who should and shouldn't get the vaccine. Aishani Rami Reddy was chatting with a friend in Washington Square Park. She's already gotten the vaccine, thanks to her mother, who's a doctor in L.A.
It's definitely weird.
Rami Reddy had been visiting, and at her mother's medical office, there were unused doses at the end of the day.
It's such a privilege to even have that as an option that, like, it felt crazy to be like, no, I'm okay, especially when they were about to throw it out.
Her classmate, Anna Del Mahidi, also had a chance to get the vaccine when she was back home in Chicago, but she turned it down. She doesn't mind that Rami Reddy did it. But there's this other friend, a guy she thinks exaggerated his childhood asthma to get a vaccine. Now, he does live with a parent who's immunocompromised, but she still thinks he crossed an ethical line.
So part of him getting it is just, like, to make sure that, like, he's safe at home with his parents. So that's, like, a little better in my mind, but I don't know.
Bob Lazar is in his first year at Columbia. He's only met one undergrad who's been vaccinated, someone who works in a psychiatric hospital.
They were having the time of their lives, living worry-free without having to worry about catching the COVID.
That sounds pretty good to Lazar, considering his spring break plans.
I'm staying here and I'm grinding for my football season.
He's a linebacker, so that means lots of lifting weights and lots of running. And maybe a little bit of dreaming about future spring breaks on the beach. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with Kaiser Health News.